Antibacterials do more harm than good. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. A group of more than 200 scientists and medical professionals has issued a consensus statement in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives, urging that antimicrobial chemicals like triclosan and triclocarban should not be used in consumer products. The experts say that these substances offer no health benefits and are actually causing health and environmental harm. The two chemicals were banned by the FDA last September for use in over-the-counter antiseptic wash products based on insufficient evidence of their safety in long-term use and their effectiveness in reducing the spread of illness and infection. However, they are still used in a wide range of everyday products like toothpaste, detergents, clothing, toys, school supplies, carpets, exercise mats, food storage containers, kitchenware, and countertops. The scientist's statement notes that the substances end up in the environment and persist there, becoming a source of many toxic and carcinogenic compounds. Both triclosan and triclocarban bioaccumulate in aquatic plants and animals and have detrimental effects on them. Human epidemiology and animal studies suggest that triclosan exposure can increase sensitivity to allergens, and overuse of the substance can contribute to antibiotic and antimicrobial resistance. While these substances are now restricted for use in certain types of soaps, they have no restrictions for use in other products. The scientists are urging governments, manufacturers, retailers, and consumers to avoid the use of these chemicals, except where they provide an evidence-based health benefit. They also urge that all products that contain these chemicals should be labeled as such. Where antimicrobials are necessary, they recommend using safer alternatives that are not persistent in the environment and pose no risk to humans or ecosystems. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.